Hang on tight. U.S. ag trade is on a roller coaster ride. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Trade is key to the success of U.S. agriculture, and it also happens to be a hot button for our new president. During the recent Ag and Food Policy Summit hosted by AgriPulse, one panel discussed ag trade and tariff policies. Jim Sutter, CEO of the U.S. Soybean Export Council.
And I think we all need to be supportive and patient. And I think the key thing that I think about is how do we make sure we don't too much damage our reputation as a reliable and consistent supplier? How do we, in this time period, while all this stuff is going on, how do we make sure we're not hurting our reputation? I think that's a key thing we need to be thinking about in our industries.
Sutter admits that it's hard to keep up with the presidential policy directives.
All of these changes and the things we're all kind of spinning our heads trying to keep up with are there to create a situation that allows negotiations to take place and really to get some results that we want.
Another panelist was Michael Dykes, president and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association.
The Southeast Asia markets, the boundary countries to China, clearly opportunities there. And I think diversifying our market is important. We're optimistic about all those things. We need to be looking for opportunities in a lot of places. 1.4 billion people in India, in my view, it's too big to ignore.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.